The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Today's gospel reading really is Jesus' way of saying how important it is to put the following of Christ, indeed, the following of the gospel message, as the very first priority of our lives. And he puts it in a very urgent way. And the reason that he does that is Jesus knows we're just going to encounter so many different kinds of temptations, distractions, and other kinds of things, right? And remember what we have been doing in this whole Gospel of Luke for the last four chapters is we've been really talking about vigilance and perseverance. Vigilance and perseverance. And so what's the first order of business? If you're going to be vigilant and persevering in the faith, vigilant and persevering in the following of Jesus Christ, you got to get your priorities right. And so what Jesus is saying is we just have to settle on the fact that what's our first priority? So he puts it in the most drastic terms, right? The typical rabbinical way of speaking, right? So, these guys all have legitimate excuses. I mean, in any ordinary Jewish setting, right, if you've got, a wedding or you've got a funeral or you're excused from a dinner. But what Jesus is trying to say is when it comes to putting, the gospel in first place, he says, not even that. He says, we've just got to keep our faith. We've got to keep the following of the gospel message as the very first priority in our lives. If we let it go, if we say we're going to let it go for some other priority, or we're going to let it go even out of the love for our children, we'll compromise our faith, or, which is, of course, get something else of high, high priority in our lives. We'll sacrifice our faith in order to advance our career, or we'll sacrifice our faith for whatever we think is a higher priority, whatever we think has got to be a legitimate excuse. Jesus is basically saying that's the point where the evil spirit just comes right on in and he's just going to wedge you and disengage you and give you every possible legitimate excuse to bail on your faith and following the faith as the first priority of your life. And the minute he does that, he just takes that, that desire and that willpower that we have not only to follow the Lord and in our faith, but he just takes the breath right out of our vigilance and our perseverance, and he severely weakens us. And that's why Jesus uses this rabbinical, you look at it and you go, it's such a contrastive, but he's trying to say, put it into our own priority system today. And it's the same thing. We just got to keep our faith and following the Lord right at the forefront of our lives, even when other things like family and careers and so forth seem so much more important. Never, ever sacrifice our faith and the following of the Lord for even what looks to be a legitimate excuse. If we do, we'll be severely weakened. And if we are severely weakened, it will be so much more difficult for us to sort of stay on the path to that salvation that the Lord has presented to us and to even call upon the Lord in his mercy. And of course, it's the first lesson of perseverance and vigilance. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.